your dog goes missing. You believe somebody took it.
Yes, Monday evening. My wife let the dog out the front door right after 9 o'clock in the evening. She stepped back in to put on her shoes because she was in her house shoes. And she put on her shoes and her jacket. She went outside, and the dog was gone. It's just a 14-week-old Jack Russell puppy. And somebody had just evidently reached over. We have a 30-inch fence in the front yard. And the dog was real friendly. He'd go to anybody that talked to him. And so evidently somebody just reached over the fence and grabbed him. Well, I spent from 9 in the evening until close to midnight driving all over looking to find anybody that had the dog. And I couldn't find him.
So then you wind up going down to a homeless encampment. Which one was it?
Down behind Sears this morning. There's a bunch of different homeless people who are living in deplorable conditions that are doing everything they can to survive.
So you go down there and you wind up passing 30 flyers out and you're talking to folks like, I believe somebody has my dog. And you basically, you put a bolo out with the homeless community.
Yes. And there were a whole bunch of them that had bicycles and they saw the flyers and they said they were going to find the dog. I told them that I was going to offer a reward of $25 for anybody who returned the dog. And one of them did.
Yeah, so you get a call from Mission Linen. And
well, I gave a description to the people. My address and phone was on the flyer. But I told them that I live right up the hill from the food bank, across the street from Mission Linen Supply. So he heard that I would live near Mission Linen Supply. Yesterday, when I was putting flyers out, I left a flyer with the Mission Linen folks because their drivers go all over the county. And I was doing anything I could to get the dog back. So a young man riding his bike saw an Indian woman walking down the street, dragging this dog, kicking it, and he went over and asked her if that was her dog. She couldn't give him a quick, good response, so he said, "That's not your dog," and he took it from her. And then he took it to Mission Linen Supply because he knew that I lived somewhere nearby. The secretary at Mission Linen Supply had a flyer that I left over there yesterday. She called me and told me that she thought she had our dog. So I went across the street, and sure enough, the dog was there. I got the dog from the young man, thanked him, and I offered to pay him the $25. He told me that even though he was homeless, he wouldn't accept the reward because what happened was not right. So we got our baby back.
And this kid was on a BMX bike. He was wearing black. You said a Metallica t-shirt, something like that?
I think it was a Metallica t-shirt. He was wearing a black t-shirt with some band name on it. He was wearing a black and white baseball cap. He was wearing a hoodie. And he was riding a Stingray-type bicycle. He didn't give me his name. He was in his early 20s. About 5'6", 5'7", with a light mustache. Just a great kid.
Well, this has been the best story that I've heard all week. Greg, thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I'm glad that you got your dog back.
Thank you. Thank you for being there to post the ad.
We're happy to help. I want to, turn the mic off, get in my car, and go find this kid.
I'm thinking real seriously about going to do that myself.
If you do, keep us posted, okay?
All right, you bet.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right.